recorded.
Okay, good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today? All right, it is September 16th, 2015, and we are still here doing what we do. Excuse me, sorry. Let's see, where are we at? Recording, everybody's here. Guys, not a lot to say today, except for everything's still positive. The window is still open. There is still a date and time, and the people are being told to be ready, which is this month. And a lot of people are excited. The rates are there, and the information is going out and coming in from multiple agencies that everybody's on the same page. So this didn't change from, well, I'm not going to say it. It did change from Monday. So, all right. So it did change, but it's still a good date. And more people received that date and time. So everything is still positive. Iraq is still on the move, making their announcements. You guys see in positive articles coming out there about the reforms. The people are still being told it's done. Supposedly the operational rates, they didn't come out yesterday. They're supposed to come out today. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, then. So, that's one of the messages I just got, which is okay, because it's that. Let me think here. I want to tell you guys something really, really good, but if I do, you know, I talked to my intel guys yesterday. One you guys know really well. And he agreed with me. Yeah, but if you say it, they're going to not do it. They are going to try to say it's because he said it, which doesn't make sense to any of us. But any old excuse to do. That's why I'm telling you guys, it's close. Today is Wednesday. This week is still looking good. Sometime this week, we got 3 days, 4 days left to operate in it. So hopefully it comes through. This month is still looking excellent. Iraqis haven't gotten paid yet. And a body has not changed his stance from it being effective this month, retroactive to the first. So we are good. Bank training has continued. The things that I tell you they were setting up for their new accounts and everything, all that goes into effect this week. Well, that's when they gave start dates to the people that they trained. So, I mean, they have to do it this week, but it all goes into effect this week in their training. And we know they're moving people into position. So I'm having a great day. I'm doing what the only thing we can do at this point is sit back and wait for them to make the announcement and let's get started. I know their plan is still for us to go first, which is the internet people, get us through as fast as they can, and then let the rest of the people out there find out about it and go in. Okay? So, with that, Pam said it's one question Wednesday. So, 831, what is your one question? Nothing? Okay. I've only been here 592 minutes to miss their one question Wednesday. 617, good morning.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. One question I have, I guess, is has there been any attempt to do the RV?
Yes.
They have.
Since you asked me, I couldn't say. Well, it wasn't an attempt, so I take that back. I will say it was a scheduled time that has been moved, but it's still a good time. but it just didn't happen during that time.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to this happening this week.
Me too.
So all I can say is Vegas, 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 so we all can meet Tony in Vegas.
That's right. So we can party. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Have a great day.
Have a great day, too. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay, 432, you were next, but you just dropped off. So, okay. So we're going with 865. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon. Appreciate your taking my call.
I forgot this was your new number, huh?
Well, for at least this week, so thank you for taking the call. These past few days, Maliki has been showing up in the news again. What role, if any, is his situation impacting the revaluation, GCR?
I don't really think it is. They have a definite plan. I mean, he still has influence, and it's still impacting the reforms. So I think that, and I mean all of the reforms, because nobody's trying to lose their position. Again, even though they voted and they wanted the public to think they were, they're definitely fighting the body about whose position should go, whose security guard should go, who should lose 3/4 of their salary and everything else. But they want that to be hidden, you know, in the back room, not a public fight. Does he still have some power and influence? Yes. And he's probably going to have some until he has his day in court.
Appreciate the info. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. So Tony can go and look forward to meeting you at that time. And this is Wealth Sound Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day. Right.
You have a great one, too. Thanks.
All right. Okay. 224. Good morning. 224? Nope. Okay. All right. 423. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Our favorite lady, the 404 that's 865, she must be right next to me because I'm East Tennessee. I don't have a feeling she's not.
Okay, you're a little muffled, though. I can't understand you.
Am I? Okay, let me get me off speakerphone.
Now, yeah.
Is this better?
Yeah, but guys, I prefer you not be on speakerphone so everybody can hear the recording. So
we have to go. Oh, okay. Okay, sorry about that. But anyway, she must be close to me, and it is so gorgeous up here in East Tennessee. Why don't we get together in East Tennessee? Gatlinburg! This is over. Anyway, here's my one question. We keep saying, a body keeps saying it's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and he's losing his credibility, and the people are rioting in the streets, and they say they want what they've been promised. But is it a body that's stopping it, or is it him that's wanting it to happen and then somebody over him is stopping it or, you know, not letting it happen?
I believe he wants it to happen, and I believe there are still people who don't want it to happen, who aren't ready for it to happen for reasons, and they're the ones not letting it go. I think he would have let it go, you know, 2-3 months ago. And work through the rest of the problems, because that would have eased up some of the problems. So here's the issue. Some people still want to see other things accomplished in their government, in their laws, and things like that. And they say, hey, give them the money, then the chances are those things may not happen. Now, there's a good chance they will happen, too, because they, you know, a body wants to change the government. He wants to do things the right way. Let's say he does, because I haven't had a personal conversation with him. But it appears that he does. And people are fighting. But if you give a bunch of people money, then who's going to be pressuring the bad guys in the street? Who's going to be raising all the chaos and saying we want change, forcing change? Who's going to be supporting him as he does this now? nobody, because now they all got money and they're too busy buying cars, boats, planes, trains, going on vacation, getting, you know, new air conditioners and everything else, and say, oh, they'll figure it out. But long as the people are there, the pressure is there, and it's mounting, and it gives them something to fight with to get through with this. And they're using that while they can use it. And we just got to see when the pressure gets there enough, they say, all right, go ahead, give it to them. You got this. And I don't know what that moment is. I know nobody, nobody in his right mind, which I think he is, intentionally makes announcements that he made to the people of his country to make himself look bad. Because that's what happens every time this doesn't go. He's the one looking bad. He's the one they're losing confidence in their government, and there's nobody that would intentionally do this. Okay? Okay. All right. I guess she's gone, because she's gone. Okay, 410, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It is gorgeous here, and we could do a Vegas here, but probably wouldn't be quite the same in Maryland.
I was going to say, where is 410? Yep, it's in Maryland. Okay.
410, Maryland, yes. I just saw how many new days are being put up as holidays in Iraq this month. Will that be an advantage or an incentive?
I don't know. It's 23 to 27. I don't know, to tell you the truth. We looked at the end of the month being the last possible day if they took it that long. I'm thinking it's supposed to happen before the 23rd is what I'm hearing. So
Don't they always like to have people
it.
Have money to go play?
Well, yeah,
I guess that's the second question.
100 opportunities to do that already, so that didn't matter. But I think we're in a good time to see it before that. So let's hope so.
Yeah, well, that was my concern. I think that we get into this time when there are people out and having some time off and the pressure goes down. And that was my concern. If we get past this week, you know, what happens to the pressure? And so, again, that sounds like a second question, but it's just a comment on what you said, so maybe I can't be punished for that.
Okay, you won't. But let me tell you this. It's not the week is the pressure. It's the people that are now applying the pressure. And, again, and I said it before, when they have had enough, when enough promises have been broken, enough days and paydays have gone by that they haven't seen a change, and they haven't seen a change in the government and people making the decision, that's when this will absolutely go one way or the other, totally south, or he'll make a quick announcement to try to distract them from that fact. So it's not up to us. And I could actually say it's not even up to the Iraq government, because they want to do it, and some people maybe are holding it back for some reasons. But the biggest voice and the most power in this whole thing right now lies with the Iraqi people and the demonstrators and what they're doing, because they're the ones who actually have the power to force change. Everybody else is negotiating change and planning on it, but they have the power to force change one way or the other. So we'll just have to wait and see what they do. Okay?
Good deal. Vegas, right. Vegas, and thank you for all you do, and looking forward to meeting everybody on your team in Vegas.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, 941, good morning. 941?
941.
Yes, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Only one thing to say. The window's open, and it's getting awful, awful cold in here. That's my
message. It's cold here this morning, too, but the sun's coming out. So all we have to do is wait a little while and it'll change, okay?
We'll see.
All right, have a great day.
See you too.
All right. All right. Okay, 954, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to inquire if there's been any additional information regarding the tax on this exchange.
I don't have any. Some people say there was an agreement reached, and just like on Wednesday's call, I said until it's actually announced, guys, I would just plan on saving my 50%. If it comes out lower than that, then you win.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Vegas? Nope. Okay, all right, 707, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
What?
Tony, what do you think about all these financial gurus that are talking about the market crashing and the dollar going south and doomsday coming to the U.S.
I think we're already in doomsday. No, anyway, no, I'm just joking. All right. First of all.
Well, I would sort of agree with that.
Yeah. I was talking about this morning, and I said there are financial gurus out there making predictions based on the information that they have or what they've seen the market do. That's what it is. As a lot of them, they don't have the information we have, or they'd be predicting something else. They're not involved in the currency. They're looking at a bunch of different indicators and going based on the information that they have. You know, this morning when I was watching President Obama and he was giving his speech, you know, first time I heard him say that to whom much is given, much is expected. You guys heard that before?
Yes.
China is going to become a market economy. And he says right now, they're the second largest economy in the world. And these words came out of his mouth today. He said, soon to be the first. Soon to be the world's largest global economy because of what they're doing with their currency, everything else. But he said they need to learn that now, and when they become that, which they will, they have responsibility that comes with that to help other countries, help other people, the things that the U.S. has been doing. So is there going to be a change? Yes. Have I been talking about it for the last 4 or 5 years? Yes. Have I been talking about the five mini IMFs? And two of them have already come on board. Yes. Have we said that the economy will go down and then bounce back up over a period of time, 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is? Yes. So it's all happening, and it's happening right in front of our face, but it's not doomsday. Those who are predicting doomsday do not know about the GCR, do not know that, you know, 6 million of us who hold this currency can affect, you know, 10 lives each, which is 60 million people out of 350 million in the U.S. That's 20%, which can cause a great change in the economy. So there's a lot of information they don't have that we do. And we can look at it differently, okay? That's how I look at it.
Well, one comment I have that you might be interested in is that at each of these gurus that I've listened to, and they each have a letter, newsletter to publish or send you and a free book to go with it, but they also don't mention anything that makes me think of what you just said, is that they don't realize what's really happening with the GCR.
They don't. They don't know.
But they all seem to have something to sell.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm glad you kind of brought it up, which is going to get me to another subject. fear sells all the time. You know, there's two things that will absolutely move a person and make them commit. And you guys probably aren't going to like either one of them. But fear sells and sex sells. I'm telling you, that's it. Those are the two quickest things get people to do something. So
you,
those guys
you got it.
All right? And they can sell you on that. You got to know that your whole world's coming to an end. They can sell you a new book every week, a new pamphlet every week, or make you do things every single week. So anyway, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for your time and your comments. Vegas, Vegas,
all right.
Vegas.
All right, thank you. Okay, guys, right in the middle of that, he just made me think of something that I wanted to tell you guys real quick. Because fear absolutely sells, absolutely positively sells. So this morning, Pam sent me a long text or email that we got from a member, which is absolutely. I just want to read to you guys for a minute real quick, just a little bit of it, because this is how this works. It's just the greatest thing that people have here. Let me see. It says, I'm going to try and read it through it real quick. My husband and I have been following Tony since before TNT, haven't posted much. Right now, we are in a real turmoil. A friend that got us into this called yesterday wanting to meet with my husband. They have quite a lot of currency. They want us to know what they are doing and said they don't want us to be left out. They've been in several groups, been to Reno before, et cetera, all these. Sorry, guys. My mistake. That was totally on me. But anyway, here's the thing. They don't want us to be left out. They've been in several groups, been to Reno. They showed my husband their paperwork and all, told they have been to a large city south of us, signed off all their agreements and paperwork. They've also turned in their currency, expect to get paid out this week. They have a trust set up. They said Oki was at this meeting also involved. I actually talked to Oki 25 minutes ago, absolutely, positively, was not involved. Actually said, I want you to call that person. Let's get him on the phone, and I'm going to personally cuss him out myself for using my name. But anyway, they said the government plans not to allow, oh, wait a minute, here it is. Yeah, Oki was at this meeting also involved. And the plan of our government is at the end to cut all of us out. They said the government plans not to allow Tony to exchange. Now, we always know Tony says don't hand over your currency. They have. We also don't want to get left out. We have quite a few friends and family that are counting on this. They'll connect with us in this group if we go ahead and do it. I believe Oki knows in on this, it would be legitimate, and also that Tony would know also. Guys, so I'm asking if Tony talked to Oki, that you know about this. So I actually what I did, I called him up, said that. I'm not going to assume anything. Let me ask you. But he went off and absolutely positively told me I had nothing to do with no groups, not collecting nobody's money, not involved with it. So, again, Tony absolutely doesn't. What I do know about it is that if it's the same group, you tell that some of them were picked up by the FBI 2 weeks ago. I do know that. I know all the currency was taken 2 weeks ago that they had collected, so I know that about a particular group. But what I'm telling you guys, once again, fear sells. Fear of losing something, fear of missing opportunity. And what did they use in that whole thing? They use Tony's name. They use Oki's name. They use the government. Something they don't control any part of. Whoever this group is, whoever's saying this, how do they know what the government plans on doing for Tony? Are they the government? No. How do they know the government plans on cutting us out when I know, there is a plan for every one of you to get paid? Now, the plan has always been there. The rate is there. The bank has been trained to pay you, and they are expecting you to walk through the door. So, if not, this will be the biggest hoax in the world, and not only that, as they say, biggest con, Tony will be the biggest dummy. And I'll agree with that if they do. But anyway, we got plan B, so don't worry about that. But I'm just trying to tell you guys, this is what they do. This is how fear sells. This is how people have been taking your dinar right up to this day. When your future, what you work for, is so close, we still got people handing over their dinar to perfect strangers that they met on the internet because they typed up a piece of paper and said, here, sign this authorizing me to control your life. And you do it? All right, sorry. I had to get that out. 505. Good morning. 505? Nope. Okay. 919. Good morning.
Morning, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Just had a question about the, I think you had mentioned last week about there being some slight changes with regard to bank procedures or bank things that they were doing for us, and I was wondering if there was any chance of you being able to elaborate on that right now.
Nope, but I said it was all in your favor. It was training some new products and services that they're going to be able to offer you. It was nothing negative. It was only good stuff. Okay?
All right, that sounds good.
All right, Vegas?
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, so we have another 919 right behind it. 919? Nope. Okay. All right, 646. Good morning. 646?
Yes, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing super fantastic. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. So nice to hear your voice again and to be able to talk to you. So it looks like we're coming down to the end of the road now. Is that correct?
It does actually look that way, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Just a comment. It's interesting how so many people, a few of the gurus in particular, without mentioning any names, are always trying to sell products on their calls. It's really rather unfortunate. You know who I'm talking about, and I'm not going to dignify the party with a name. But let's pray that this all comes to a very happy ending so we can all move on with our lives and do things and help other people. That's the whole point.
That's the whole point. That's right.
And hopefully we will get to meet you at some time. I've communicated with Ray. He knows who this is. We're both men in the light. And I look forward to meeting you. My very best to our friend DC, hopefully he's doing well, and hopefully we'll all meet sometime very, very soon. I thank you so much for taking the call, and God bless you and your family, sir. Thank you again
all right.
To all the mods, to Pam and everyone else. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. 862, good morning. 862? Oh, 865, my bad. Sorry. 865.
Nope. Hello. Hello.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on. Hey, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, you got a parrot in your pocket? All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Well, it's the first time I finally got a hold of you after all these years. Then I've been with it from day one.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And I just want to say thank you very much for being such a super, holding on the course and staying on the course. I just want to thank you for that. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And I just want to say I'm proud of you and all the team and everybody. And just you have a super day. And I'm with you.
Thank
and
you.
It's gonna work out. It's gonna work out. We just gotta stay in there. All right.
That's right. You gotta stay in the race, win it. So all right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You wanna go to Vegas?
Yes, yeah, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right, thanks. Okay. 772, good morning. 772?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I know you're doing outstanding today with the news that you've brought forth. And, man, I sure hope this ride is going to come to a pleasant end. And, we pretty well discussed everything throughout the years about what's going on and not going on. And one thing I'm curious about is that we have said and accepted that the idea is there are no longer any contract rates on the Dome. Is there anything
I don't know
left
that.
On the Dome? Aha.
I don't know that. No, somebody's out there telling you guys that, but I don't know that.
So then
fact,
that would be.
I know just the opposite of that, personally, so. So I don't know why they're telling you that.
Very good. And then would that stand true with the dinar also?
There's still contract rates with the dinar.
Very good. Well, that just took the wind out of my sail.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know somebody's putting that out to you, and it's a fear factor. It's, you know, you better join up with us. You better let me control your dinar. I'm going to get you this and get you that. Because nobody can do for you what you can do for you. Okay? Because then you control it. You control your own destiny. And you just really, you know, if somebody's trying to tell you how this deal is going to work and trying to get something from you for doing it, then I just wouldn't trust that because there's a motive there. If you want to help me for free, you know. If you want to help me get the best rate, say the truth, I'm doing this for you because I can. I'm not doing this because, you know, you're turning your dinar over me and I get to control it for the next 5 years or 10 years, or I get to dole it out to you as you requested, or, you know, I get paid off every dinar that you donate in there. You know, those aren't reasons. Those are reasons to get paid. Those are all reasons for them to go and tell you whatever I need to tell you so I can get you to be part of this group or organization, or so I can get you to turn your dinar owed to me. If I was doing a group, and you know what I'm saying, this is what I'd do. I want to do a group, and I want to get everybody $8, and I want to submit a list of them so they can go to your bank, go to your banker and say, hey, I belong to this group, and give me my money. And they walk out, it's their money. They're in control with it. Or I want a code number that I can send to everybody that says, hey, you're all getting $10. Use this code. And everybody that uses it does that. You know, anything else, it's wrong. Or I don't even want to do that. I want to do just what we have done. To be honest with you, is, hey, man, you know, be fair to everybody. I mean, let everybody have this. I mean, okay, you can't give everybody this rate, but give it to some of them, yes. And now, you know, it's broken down in not just one location, but everybody gets to share some of it. That's the way you say everybody go do your own thing. And even though this much is guaranteed for you, there's a basic bottom line, everybody gets this. But every single person has the opportunity to get more than that if they go in there and negotiate it. If they watch the board works and go in there at the right time, they can increase that. Nobody's locked into anything other than this is the least amount they will get. Now, that least amount is probably $2, $2.50 or more than some other people have already turned their dinar in for because they wanted to be part of this special group or something, or somebody convinced them they weren't ever going to see this because the government wasn't going to pay everybody else, or it was going to be another 2 years before we, the general public, are going to be able to see this. They've already given away their future or their opportunity to negotiate or their opportunity to just sit back and watch the rate increase and say, now I'm ready to go. They gave all that away based on fear that somebody else sold them. That's all it was. And when it comes out, I know this is a bad subject right for the day, but so many of them are going to be involved in so many lawsuits, it's going to be pathetic. I mean, so many people's accounts are going to be frozen behind it because they lied, because their documents just, it's just going to be a bunch of mess. And I feel sorry for them. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry about it, man. You brought something out that you know, I like hearing it. I'm glad you brought it out. I'm glad you took time to explain it. And then by the same token, are there any caps in place? What's been referred to caps or limits or however you want to say it?
They're in place as far as initial exchanges, as far as cash up front, but they still have annuity programs put to them. They still have what we said, 20, 50, 100-year payouts, which if you're involved in those, you couldn't have spent all that money anyway. I mean, there's just no way to spend all that money. So why do I need it sitting over here in a bank account today, tomorrow, when the whole design of that is for the next 5, 10 generations of my family? And they'll get it as they come along. I don't need to see it. I know it's there, and I know this is how the payouts are going to be. So those people who are involved in those 20, 50, 100-year payouts, they're not going to care. It's not going to be that much, you know, difference. You're going to give me $500 million up front off of one currency, $1 billion, $2 billion off of another currency, you know, $500 million off of this. So I got $6, $7, $8 billion. If I'm one of those people, what do I care about the other $200 billion? Pay it out over 100 years. I don't care. Right?
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's not going to be any big deal to them. Please.
Okay. Well, right? But it's good to hear that you've reaffirmed that, you know, some of the trash that's out there is what it is, trash. And, you know, all too often people buy into it and accept that because of where it may have come from. So I'm glad to hear that. And
here's the other side of that.
You know, any one of us, I'm sure, could talk all day. I mean, you know, we've got so many things that spin right off of just one question, but I know that's not an acceptable thing. So look forward to seeing you in Vegas, or actually I'd rather see you in the Carolinas, you know, over here on the east side.
I'll definitely be there. So we're going to do something in Raleigh. I already know that. I just don't know where or when. But we'll definitely have a meeting in Raleigh. Okay? All right. Thank you. Okay. I guess he's gone. Guys, I wanted to say this, too. Can everybody still hear me? Pam, Ray?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Guys, everything that is wrong, it may not be the person who told you, because they're absolutely believing in that information that they got for some reason or another. Or the person who told them, they have so much confidence in them. But if I was you, I would look past the person and look at the information, look at the source. See, does that really make sense? Does it really make sense for me to have spent the last 2 years 2 months, 10 years, 5 years trying to get this done. All the hard work I spent, all the money I spent in buying this foreign currency, and then to walk up to a perfect stranger and say, here, take this. To go to some other group because there's a bunch of other people sitting there in line giving it away to a total stranger. Is that the line I really want to get into? I mean, does that really make sense for a business person to do something like that? Or, I mean, if you won the lottery and the guy said, hey, man, just, you know, some stranger just walked up to you, give me the ticket, let me go cash it, and I'll get you $10 more. I'll get you $5 more. Are you going to sign that ticket over to him? Because he said, I know somebody and I'm going to do this? Or, man, I don't know. Just doesn't make sense to me. All right, 832, good morning. 832? Nope. Okay. All right, 404, good morning.
Is that what?
404?
Hello, Tony.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good morning. Good.
How you doing?
Good.
That's great. That's great. Listen, I just wanted to clarify something with you about there seems to be, from a lot of literature that's being put out, that there are still things in Iraq that need to be done. Can this go without the laws that need to be passed? I heard there are good ones, that there are some exciting ones that are on the table right now. And I know we've been waiting, and I know we've been anticipating this for a while. But are they necessary to go before this pushes through?
Okay. In Congress right now, United States Congress, there are some laws that they are voting on. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
New laws. Things they're trying to change faster. So that will absolutely always be the case. There'll always be something they can vote on, change, or enhance. So we can't
right.
wait for everything to be done because it'll never be done. Now,
right.
I'm going to mute you out because there's a lot of noise, Ricky. Okay. Now, are there certain laws they would like to have done? Yeah. And after they get done, there'll be some more that they'd like to have done. And then there'll be some more that they'd like to have done. So that could go on forever. Now, are there any laws that are required for the RV to happen? No. All the financial laws have been passed, voted on. They got new laws coming out, money laundering laws, terrorism laws, and those will always change, just like ours. As technology changes, you have to put out a new law for that and one after that. Would they prefer to have those laws out right now? Yeah, but they're not required. When those laws come out and they go back and get the people who are doing things they shouldn't do, absolutely. Just like they've been publishing now, they're going back to 2003, to audit all those people who moved all that money. And believe me, we know a whole lot of it was moves. We know even, all right, I ain't going to go to that part. Somebody might get pissed off. But anyway, it's still coming back, you know. They clearly say that. What's done in the dark will come to the light. Well, it's coming to the light now because those people are no longer in charge. They're no longer to hide it. So does it need to be that way? No. Would people feel more comfortable if it was done? Yes. Can they do it without it and still get the same results? Yes, it'd just be a little bit harder, but it can be accomplished. So here's our option. We can keep waiting. So this is voted on, that's voted on, and they say, well, it was done before. Or we can keep waiting. The people get in an uproar, totally upset the whole thing, and it's all wasted and done for nothing. And now they've put all this time and effort in it and have to restart, and it's another 10 years because there's an Arab Spring. And now the whole government needs to be replaced. And now, just like they're announcing this morning, all the laws that were put in for the last administration, we're going to have to redo that because they were all crooked anyway, and then start all over again. that anybody could always say that's what we got to wait for, but okay, then go stuff this in your mattress, come back in 10 years, come back later. But what I'm telling you guys right now is what I know is, yeah, there's some things they like to see done, but on the backside, I know what they're actually preparing to do right now. Now, there's some people that actually believe, okay, they're doing it, and we haven't done this in a while, actually prepared, got ready, but they're still just messing with the banks. They're just messing with their heads, letting them mess with their employees' heads, everybody else, getting them all excited about nothing again, getting all these people ready, but they don't even plan on doing it. Could be, but why would you do that once again when everything was being accomplished without getting everybody ramped up, excited, marking down days, telling them things to look forward to, and, you know, this week, next week, and everything else? I don't see the purpose of that. But I could be wrong. I doubt it. I mean, I'm hardly ever wrong. If you don't believe me, ask Pam. She'll tell you.
You know, in closing, Tony, you mentioned that sometimes a person, what they do speaks so loudly that you can't hear what they're saying. And that seems to be the case of where we are right now. If we run through this window, what are we looking for next? And what is different about this time than last time?
Okay.
And with that, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to listen to your answer, but I appreciate it. And I'll see everybody in Vegas. But I'm going to listen to the answer so you can move on, okay?
All right, thanks. Okay, guys. What's different this time is, again, we haven't seen this level of action in quite a few, actually a couple months, even though we've been hearing it. There's actually action. And that's part of DC's famous words, and I got to give credit where credit is due. And he always says, watch what they do, not what they say. He's like, yeah, all right, so, and I like that. So we do just that. We hear what they're saying, and we get that, but I got to see what actions are following it. And I can't just follow the actions here in the U.S. I got to follow actions around the world, certain other countries, and say, let me see what they're doing. And as I get that back and those things line up, I can say, okay, we get ready to do something. What they've done here this time that's a little different to me is they're doing actions, but they put dates and notifications with them that they hadn't done before. So I'm just going to say that without saying what it is, how it is. And I've been doing this for a long time, and some things occurred this time that had not happened before. And I wasn't the only one to catch it. Somebody said, oh, wait, they never did this before. There's never been something as transparent as it has been last week, this week, in that time frame. So that's why I'm looking at it a little bit different. Again, doesn't mean they can't change it because they already have once. But the fact that they're doing it and at the level that it's come down to, which because it's at a you know, really low level, almost on the street, and the people that are being notified, then what they've done is taken 8 years, 10 years of, you know, telling people this isn't going to happen to, you know, shocking, surprising some people at certain levels who actually thought this was never going to happen or saying, guess what meeting I just walked out of, you know, and oh, so it finally got down to you. Yeah. But anyway, that's what's a little bit different. All right. 540, good morning. 540? Nope. Okay. All right, 702, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for everything you do. And I'm going to say Vegas, Vegas, Vegas on the beginning so I don't forget it at the end. But I just want to clarify, who are the internet people? You keep referring to the internet people are going to go first. They're going to take care of the internet people first. Who is that? Is that people that listen to your call that don't belong to your forum, or is it people only that belong to your forum?
It's only the people that listen to my call, that listen to what Tony says. They're the only one. No, I'm just joking. I couldn't resist.
A lot of internet people, you know, people get on or off.
No, I'm sorry. It's the people who are paying attention, who are on any internet site. We're not the only ones that are supposed to send out notifications, involve people, anything else. They had five different sites that were designated to get the information, send it out, because different people listen to different sites and pass it on. So even if that's not, even if that didn't happen, for some, I mean, they have to get it out, obviously. So we don't know how. But it'll be those people that are paying attention to, you know, one of the sites, one of the people who are involved in the sites. There's over 6 million people now, okay? And I'm saying we get, 20, 30,000 a call, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we know. And actually, D.C. tracked our numbers, and he got them from D.C. And Pam tracked them in our system. So 24 hours, 48 hours later, we have 300,000 people who have listened to our call, which goes up into the millions after that. And this is the recorded calls. So they're talking about basically that first 250,000 people is what they're looking to get done in the first 72 hours. So that's me, you, everybody that's here, and probably, you know, the three or four people that you're going to call and be all excited about.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I just want to clarify that you still think it is going to go this week, and that the chances of them putting it off again and going flat and quiet again are really getting close to nil.
Well, I think this week is a good possibility. I still think this month is a good possibility, and every day that goes by narrows that window. I think that's what they're trying to get accomplished based on the things I know in the background, based on what Abadi is telling his own people. The reforms are in place. They're not going to be able to stop them. It is going to happen in September. It is going to be retroactive to the 1st of September. Those are announcements that he made, or he's going to look really, really silly this month.
Okay,
he's really
going
to upset a whole lot of people if it
doesn't
happen
this
month.
Either that or he's going to put a lot of people on Prozac.
Well, he's going to be on more than that, because they just had 2 million people in that square, and it's going to be 4 million people next time. And at some point, it's going to be out of control.
Okay.
So I look at all that is against them, so yeah, hopefully it'll work out. Now, I said all that, anything can happen. I'm not guaranteeing us, and you know, there's some people out there that's crazier than others, and they think they can control things until they find out, hey, it went too far or it's out of control. And sometimes people will let that happen just to see what happens. But let's hope not.
Yes, let's hope not. Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, have a great day. All right. Okay. So 954. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm super fantastic. Loving everything.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to adhere to Pam's wishes, and I only have one question.
Okay.
Has any of the private groups gone already? Because I've been hearing that the private groups have already exchanged.
The largest groups have not exchanged and will not exchange until you exchange. Okay? Now, I know throughout the years there were over 300 legitimate groups, is what I was explaining. 300. But a group was 5 people, 10 people, 50 people. 80 people. It wasn't thousands of people. And they had deals from 15 cents to, you know, a dollar, $2.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them even more than that. And they didn't get paid. They got SKRs, safekeeping receipt. know.
Okay.
Now, were there some people who got paid? Yes. Did they make some payment arrangements for some of those people where they paid them some money monthly? Yes. There are a bunch of different payout structures as part of those groups. And the smaller ones, I'm being honest, I know people that got hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, they got their money and got millions of dollars. And I do know people on both sides of the transaction, the guy who was doing the paying and the guy who got paid. So we know those things did occur. Absolutely. We know where they occurred. And that's okay, because our time is coming. And I think we're closer than ever.
Was that recently that they got paid the millions of dollars?
Oh, no. This was actually almost coming up to last November.
Oh, okay.
I think it was November.
Okay.
Could have been. God, it doesn't seem like it was that long, but, I mean, it could have been February or something. Okay.
Okay. All right. Vegas.
All right.
Vegas. All right.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Okay. Pam wants to say something to you guys.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Well, if it's the end of the call, what I would have said or will say is that before you spend a dime, take your time. Make sure you get your professionals in order. Ray gave you a list at the beginning of the call to make sure that you had these things before you go, but once you get back from the bank, take your time, get all your things in order. You want to be giving charitable gifts for years to come, not just for the first couple months and then run out of money. So you guys need to be really careful, structure everything, and make sure you get professionals to help you do that. That's it.
Okay. Ray?
Well, folks, continue to enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. When am I going to see it Wednesday, and when am I going to hear it? Time will tell. So in the meantime, in between time, you just be ready, and it will be ready for you.
Okay, then. All right, guys. It's a great day. The information is still good. The timing is still good. Everybody's moving forward, and they are preparing for this transaction right at the moment. They're preparing people around the globe for this transaction. So sometime this month. Today is Wednesday. Could still occur this week. So be ready so you don't have to get ready. That's what I want to say. Have your plan of action so you're not reacting. That's what I want to tell you. And more importantly than anything, if we don't talk to you afterwards, take your time. This is your entire future you're dealing with. You have options. You're going to be interviewed, and you should be interviewing at the same time. Nothing, absolutely nothing, has to happen in the first 48 hours, 72 hours, or 10 days. When people tell you, either do it now or never, what should come out your mouth is never. Don't let people pressure you into a situation or tell you you're going to lose this, lose that. That's fear trying to sell you something. If it's good today, it's good tomorrow. After you take time to think about it, walk through it, see what the results are. That's how I look at things. I think we're in a great place. Hopefully this was our last call. Again, I'm hoping, praying this was our last call. But if not, we'll be back on Friday. But, you know, anything's possible. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.